今天的经文是以多书第二章十一到十四节。因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、金钱度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，得做自己的子民，热心为善。
你好，谢谢。Titus 2, beginning at Titus 2, beginning at verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness, and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
You do it, I pray. You do it, translate it, I pray.
Very simple. Yeah. Let me pray. Lord, remind us of your grace.
神，请你帮助我们，提醒我们你的恩典。
Teach us by your grace.
教导我们。
And lead us into glory.
And 带领我们到你的荣耀里。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
借着耶稣基督，阿门。
Live for the present hour, since we are sure of nothing else.
活在当下，因为一切都不确定。
This was an inscription on a soldier's tomb, a Roman catacomb from the second century.
这个是在第二世纪有一位罗马兵士木牌上写作的。
And it speaks of a person's purpose due to their perspective.
这代表那人生活的目的。
Now the whole practice of thinking about putting something on your tombstone sounds a little bit morbid, doesn't it?
你是否已经想到在你的木牌上要写什么？虽然想这事使我们觉得很可悲。
But I wonder, what will it say?
我们应该写什么呢？
It can make a statement about what this life has been about.
木牌上面的字代表你生命的意义。
Living today, this life, this year, what is the motivation a Christian has?
在这世上，基督徒有什么动机？
Particularly when others tell us, live for now, live for the present hour, since we are sure of nothing else.
尤其当别人对我说，活在当下，因为一切都不确定。
Well, Titus 2 gives us a reminder.
以多书第二章提醒我们。
Christians live with a focus, a vision that gives purpose, looking back to grace and forward to glory.
基督徒的生活要有瞩目，有目的，回望神的恩典，盼望神的荣耀。
See, there are two appearings that give purpose to our very lives. One that has happened and one that will happen.
这两点使我们的生活有了目的，我们已经接受神的恩典，给了我们将来的盼望。
So let's take a look at Titus 2, verses 11 to 15 together.
我们现在看底多书第二章11到15节。
Paul starts this whole chapter by instructing Titus and the other leaders on what to teach.
保罗束缚底多和其他领导人教众人。
But the question I want us asking is why? Why, Paul? Why teach all these things?
我们要问为什么保罗教导这些事呢？
Why should I conform my entire life to these teachings when this life is the only one I get?
为什么我这一辈子甘遵守这些教导？这个是我唯一的生活。
Why should I keep working on considering my finances and vocation, where I live and why, how I speak and act and think, even what my heart does in those moments of frustration and anger, why?
为什么我在各方面像财务和置业住的地方，我的言语、行动和思想都该遵守这些教导呢？ 既然我的心在这灼和喷怒的时候还是要遵守，为什么呢？
Well, Paul gives us a brilliant answer starting in verse 11.
保罗给了我们精彩的答案就在这一节。
He says, for or because the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Now he starts somewhat sort of unsurprisingly, but wonderfully, with grace, doesn't he?
保罗说恩典是最重要的原因。
Grace is the reason why. Christians look back to the appearing of grace.
因为神救众人的真恩典，基督徒看回望神的恩典。
Paul has just detailed all of this stuff, all this practical teaching, and then he tells Titus and the other leaders, we teach the practical things because of grace.
保罗世间的教导底多和其他的领导人，我们因恩典而教导实际的事情。
All we teach is because grace has appeared.
因为神拯救众人的恩典已经显明出来了。
In the next chapter, he speaks about this appearing again. Let me read it for you. It says, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy.
保罗在第三章再提起神的恩典，但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所示的恩慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。
Graciously, mercifully, he saved us. How? Well, he continues. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior.
神照他慈悲和怜悯拯救了我们，神怎么样拯救我们呢？借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Rebirth, renewal, all made available through Jesus Christ our Savior.
借着基督耶稣我们的救主赐给我们重生和更新。
This is it, the grace of God that brings salvation. We can think of that by looking back,to the cross.
我们回望十字架，我们看到神的恩典已经拯救了我们。
In and through that moment, grace was made available.
就是在那时候，神赐了恩典。
And so all our lives are lived in response to this. Grace saves, and so we look back to the cross.
我们的生活就是在回应神的恩典。是神的恩典拯救了我们。
This is the first part of Paul's answer to the question we might ask, the question why.
这就是保罗对我们的问答，对我们的问题的答案的第一部分。
Look back to that concrete, certain appearance of grace, a grace that saves you.
回望神的恩典显现，拯救了我们。
So firstly, we've seen that grace saves, and we've sung about it beautifully. But grace also teaches. Christians look back at grace, the grace that saves and teaches.
现在我们已经看到了神的恩典，除了拯救，恩典也教导我们。基督徒回望恩典，恩典是拯救和教导的。
Let me read verses 11 and 12 for you again. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say,No to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
因为神拯救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Why do we live this Christian life? The answer is grace.How do we live this Christian life? The answer is grace.
我们为什么活在这地上就是因为恩典。我们该怎么活呢？还是问题，答案还是是恩典。
Paul gives the same answer.
保罗给了一样的答案。
Grace saves and grace teaches.
恩典拯救，恩典也教导我们。
We, for the rest of our lives, will have grace It accompanies us. It provides wisdom, direction, and guidance. It brings about a transformed life.
我们的以身恩典与我们同在，赐我们智慧、方向和指导。
The scriptures go as far as saying, you can't have one without the other. But we must always remember, it is always grace.
恩典改变了我们生活。圣经里写作, 恩典拯救、恩典教导是分不开的，总是恩典。
Now this teaching word, grace teaches, was the word used to describe or characterize Greek education.
这个恩典呢，就是好像我们 就是好像教育一样。
It was the training of the life of an individual for mature, wise living.
教导人使他们成熟。
Like school is meant to do. And education was of the highest value and importance because it was to shape and mold a person for the good of society.
就像在学校的教育一样，教导对塑造一个人来说是被重视和是最重要的。
And Paul puts it simply, it teaches us to say no and yes.
保罗教导我们说不还是是。
Sometimes education can hurt. Because education like this is like growth, and rarely is it a painless thing.
就好像教育一样，成长的过程会有困难与痛苦的，所以这将会有困难与痛苦。
So this is going to be difficult. At times this will hurt.
我们学习这个恩典也常常会碰到困难。Grace
is like being realigned by a chiropractor or a physio who stretches you, manipulates your body to put it right.
恩典就好像有一个按摩师和物理师重新调整、伸展你、操纵你的身体，把它正确的。And this isn't
only when we're young. No, this is a lifelong thing. As long as you are under grace and alive, and I don't think there's anybody not in that category here, this is for you.
这不仅是在我们年轻的时候，这是终身的。只要你在恩典活着之下，我们每一个都是一样的。In
fact, this is sometimes harder as we get older.
随着年龄的成长，要改变更加困难。Now
I'm getting a little bit older. I'll be 30 in a few weeks, and even at 30, I've learnt that there are habits and practices that start to stick.
我现在快要30岁了，在几个星期就要做生日了。我知道我这个习惯和做法开始已经坚固下来了。Some
things start to become second nature, don't they?
我们的习惯开始变成了自然。Kind
of like chronic back pain due to walking wrong for years and years. It is painful then to have fixed.
像多年来由于自信 错误而导致的慢性背痛一样，要调整一定是很痛苦的。But
praise God, grace saves us, and then it teaches us. Paul is about to get specific with a negative lesson and a positive lesson too.
但赞美神，恩典教了我们，教导我们，救了我们，也教导了我们。保罗清明的决定教训父与正。
So firstly, the negative lesson in verse 12, it's the first part. It says, grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions.
第一个是父，在十二节上写说，教训我们除去不敬诚的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬诚度日。We
live in a time and place today where to say no happens less and less. In fact, most find a way to say yes to everything, or at least they try to.
我们生活在这个时代呢，跟这个地方很少人家说不，大多数人家都说好是。对愿望与情欲都是说是的。People
want to say yes to all their desires and all their passions.
对愿望与情欲说是。But
grace, when we experience it, when we grow in knowledge of what God has done, grow in knowledge of who He is and who we are, we start to learn to say no.
但是当我们体验到恩典时，当我们对上帝的所作所为所了解的时候，就会得到关于他是谁、我们是谁的知识。我们学会说不。
We say no to thoughts and words and deeds and actions that are all ungodly.
我们会对不敬虔的思想、言语、行为说不。
We say no to the worldly temptations, the things that appear so appealing, but they ultimately deny God.
我们会对世俗的疑惑，那些看起来很有吸引力，但不尊荣我们神、救主神的道说不。
Grace teaches us to say no.
恩典也教导我们说不。
And no means no.
不就是不。
So if here and now there are parts, big or small, in your life where you're pretty sure you're saying yes where you should be saying no, please fall upon His grace. Ask the Lord to teach you. Because we do this knowing when we do, we are forgiven.
如果此时此刻在你的生活中你不顺服神的言语，做你不应该做的事，请依靠他的恩典，求主来教导你。我们知道主会原谅你的。
Remember, grace saves and it teaches. They work together. Grace saves, which means it justifies, and grace teaches, it also sanctifies.
记得恩典拯救和教导，他们是在一起工作的。恩典拯救我们是在神面前称为义，恩典教导神使我们成圣。
So that is why we thirst for and desire to know more of God's grace, because when we do, it teaches us also to say yes.
所以就这就是我们渴望更多了解上帝的恩典的原因，因为当我们这样做，他也教导我们顺服他，做应该做的事。
Verse 12 also gives us the positive lesson. It says, live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
第十二节教导我们正，教训我们除去不虔圣的心和世俗的恩情义，在今世自守公义。
There's a contrast. Sorry. There's a contrast, isn't there? Like yes and no should be.
在这边有叫我们那一个可以就是是和那一个是不可以的。
While lusts carry us away, self-control makes us steady.
世俗的欲望想控制我们，节制让我们保持稳定。
Our worldly desires bear the marks of our condemnation or guilt, as we sung before. They highlight our sinfulness, the wrongs that we have committed.
世俗的欲望强调我们过去的罪恶所犯的错误。
While uprightness or righteousness means we conduct ourselves in a way that can't be apprehended.
我们常常做出来的事我们自己都不晓得。
We are taught to live how it is that God wants us to live in line with God's approval. We live godly lives, lives that please God, and we live these lives now.
我们学到怎么样来生活，使我们怎么样生活来使神感喜乐的生活。
Paul makes it very clear at the end of verse 12, doesn't he? We live these lives in this present age.
保罗在第十二节最后一部分已经说了很清楚，现在我们活着尊荣神的生活。
Have you ever noticed how our present is shaped by our view of the future?
你没有想到我们未来的塑造我们现在的行为。
It is shaped by our perspective. We all know what it is like for our present to be shaped by our future. We set an alarm clock because we know we will have to get up early the next day.
我们的行为是由我们的观点塑造的。我们设置这个闹钟，因为知道明天早上要早早的起床。
Though I must admit I haven't had to set an alarm for some time, my daughter Tilly usually bursts in, wakes us up, screaming breakfast. No good morning, just breakfast. And where's my honey?
我很久没有设置我的闹钟，因为我的女儿 Tilly 每天一大早就喊叫早餐，不说早安就是要早餐。
But we know what it's like. If you're going on a holiday, you prepare and you plan and then you wait. Weddings are the same. We are waiting, and our behavior, what we do, is shaped by our future.
如果你要去度假，你会计划和预备好，然后在那里等待。你也计划分离，你就会预备一切所需要的，就在那里等待。
And as Christians, we have a future.
作为基督徒，我们有盼望的未来。
Verse 13, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
第十三节，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Our future shapes our present.
我们的未来塑造我们的现在。
And so we wait, is what Paul says. We wait, but actively, not passively. Like, we're not just waiting for a bus. We have been saved by grace. We have been taught by grace. And we are looking forward to glory.
所以我们要等待，但是我们是主动的盼望，不像在等那个公共汽车一样。我们已经被恩典所拯救。
This means we are being shaped and molded for that future. The future being the blessed hope. And glorious appearing, the second appearing of Jesus. And so we are looking back at grace and forward to glory, sort of at the same time.
神正在塑造我们的未来，我们的未来就是在等候神和他的荣耀的显现。
So what are you looking forward to this year?
你有什么期待吗？
Because we look forward to a hope for lots of things, don't we?
我们有好多的希望。
I hope to grow a beard one day. But you all laugh already. But I've been at Ngawi for 3 years now and have only shaved a couple of times.
有一天我真的很想长出我的胡子。现在我已经在Ngawi做了三年，但是我只是剃了几次。
Now I exaggerate a little, but me growing a beard is very... very, very unlikely. It's very uncertain.
我夸大了一些，但是我留胡子的可能性是很很小的。
There are lots of things that we hope for. And the way we use that word, I don't know how you use it, but the way I use that word, it starts to sound like there is no certainty in what we hope for.
我们希望拥有很多东西，但是这个希望这个字听起来好像没有确定性的。
I hope to see you. I hope you're well. I hope to be there on time. Paul wants us to know, though, that our blessed hope isn't like that.
我希望能见到你，我希望你好，我希望能在那里到死到哪在那里。保罗要我们知道，我们有福的盼望不是那样的，是确定的。
No, it is the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Doesn't that just make you smile?
这是我们伟大上帝的救主耶稣基督光荣的显现，这是我们的心，我们开心。
Our hope, Christ's future appearing in glory, is guaranteed, is certain by his past appearing in grace.
我们的盼望是基督的未来显现在荣耀中，是由于他过去降生在恩典中所保证的。
Take a look how Paul ties them together in verses 13 and 14. He says, we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, looking forward, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
保罗将这三十四节联系在一起，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现，他为我们死了自己。
And so as we look back at the life, ministry, and particularly the death and resurrection of Jesus, it shows him to be the Lord.
当我们回顾生活服事，尤其是耶稣的死亡和复活，表明他是主。
Which means as we look forward, there is a future, the continuing lordship of Jesus.
这就是说，当我们往前看的时候，耶稣将继续拥有主权，我们有我们的盼望。
You see that as we look back, we can look forward at the same time. We have to somehow do it.
我们往前看的时候，我们也可以往后看，我们就要两个都看，前面后面都要一起看。
Because we live waiting for the day to come when everyone will know, every knee shall bow on the day of His glorious appearing.
我们正在等待那一天，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，在他光荣的出现那天。
The Bible describes it like a new dawn, like a glorious sunrise. I mean, what a day to wait for, to look forward to. We sung, Oh, happy day, absolutely, when He is to come and return.
圣经形容它像一个新的黎明，就像一个美好的日出，是值得我们等待的一天，就是我们唱的 Oh, happy day.
Is that what we look forward to? I mean, is that what you hope for? Do we look forward to this moment, or...Is our attention taken away? Do we get distracted?
这是我们的期待吗？我们期待这一刻，我们是否失去了我们的观点？是否我们灰心呢？
It can be hard to live as Christians in this world, to live as people who say no to ungodliness and yes to godliness when we forget our perspective.
在这个世界上，基督徒的生活会更加艰难的。当我们忘记我们的观点的时候，我们会对不清浅的态度说是，对清浅的态度说不。什么妨碍你的等待呢？
I mean, what gets in the way of your waiting? I find this hard because sometimes there are legitimate things that I need to learn to hold loosely.
我觉得这个很难，因为有时候我需要学会 保持宽松合法的事。
Think of my wife who's pregnant at the moment. I don't want to lose her. I want to meet our little daughter who's growing inside her.
我的妻子现在在怀孕，我不想失去她。我想见到在她肚子里面的小女儿。
My kids. I mean, what sort of crazy, emotional, and wonderful teenager will my boy Micah be? Or Tilly, sassy, strong, and beautiful. I mean, I can't wait.To walk through life with her and maybe one day even walk her down an aisle.
我的儿子 Micah 是否会长成一个疯狂、情感又美好的少年？ Tilly 是否会长成一个时髦、坚强又美丽的女人？我等不及要陪她长大。当她结婚那天，我也许把她交给她先生。
I don't know about you, but I'd feel like I'd been cheated maybe.If I'd missed out on those sorts of things.
我不了解你，但是如果我错过了这些事情，我会觉得很伤心。
So this starts to determine my present behavior, doesn't it?
为了我这个小孩，所以现在开始了决定我目前的行为。
And then there are other things. We know that are completely illegitimate things. Those tiny things in life that distract us or the big ones that rule over us so we do everything for them.
在生活中我们会碰到完全不合法的事。不重要的小事使我们失去观点。我们失去了盼望主再到回来的。
So we no longer live with an expectation of the Lord returning. In fact, it might even be an inconvenience if He does.
如果我们失去了盼望主到回来世上，我们会觉得不方便。
But when we constantly look back to grace and forward to glory, when our vision is set right, we cannot wait for that day.
但是当我们不断回望恩典，盼望荣耀，当我们设定一项时，我们等不及那一天。
The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who gave himself for us to redeem for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为了我死了自己，要使我脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，做自己的子民，热心为善。
To go on living like there is no tomorrow, to live without reference to God, it's foolish.
继续生活在无盼望，又不敬畏神，是愚蠢的。
We still live for the present hour, yes, but we do so by grace, grace that saves, that teaches and transforms as we eagerly await and anticipate with expectation the glorious return of Jesus.
我们现在还生活在这个世上，但是我们要有这个恩典，因为恩典可以拯救我们，恩典可以叫我们，可以改变我们，更改我们，使我们真的有这个盼望，这个耶稣的显现。
I started with that Roman quote, but I want to finish with a modified version.
记得开始我的讲道用罗马兵士的这个木牌上写的意象，但是我现在要改变那个意象。
Someone without the right vision says, "Live for the present hour, since we are sure of nothing else."
活在当下，因为一切都不确定。
But as those who know that grace appeared and glory will appear, looking back and then looking forward, we can say we live godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
这个不是真切的意象，这些已那些我们已经接受了神的恩典，等候所盼望的福，回望也盼望救主耶稣的荣耀显现。
Amen.
我们能决定地说，我们过着金钱的生活，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。Amen.
Amen. Let me pray. Heavenly Father,
天父,
help us to live godly lives.
你要帮助我们来活出这个金钱的生活。
Saved by grace.
被你的恩典拯救。
And taught by grace.
被你的恩典教导我们。
As we look forward to the glorious return of Jesus, where we get to see him face to face.
当我们盼望见到耶稣的荣耀，那时我们可以面对面的见到他。
We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
谢谢。
谢谢。